The response we will sing today, Lord, you have the words of everlasting life. It reminds us that the words that come forth from the mouth of God to instruct, to give wisdom, bring life and light and truth. All that is essential for us to live in freedom and to live in abundance. The first reading, the Ten Commandments, the famous Ten Commandments of God, are words spoken into our life that we might live in accordance with them, that we might live in freedom. The gospel today speaks to us about what happens when that word is given, but there are four different examples of how it is received. The first example, the one who receives the word hears it, but without understanding it. The evil one is there, and he steals it away before there is understanding. The involvement of the evil one, it's very interesting to me, because seeing the dirt of a path that has been stepped on and stepped on over and over, I liken it to the human person who has been wounded as well. And we can become hard of heart because of that woundedness. The devil's not dumb. He's quite brilliant, in fact. And it's there in the woundedness that he waits for the opportunity to impart lies, misunderstanding, doubts, fears, all of the opposite things that we receive from the Word of God. And so the seed comes but does nothing. The second example, we have the seed that comes but actually enters in and is received with joy and actually takes root. But the roots do not go deep. And we see that, and I think this is very important, it's a line that stuck out to me as I was reading it, and when some tribulation or persecution comes, that's not the end of that phrase, comes because of the word. This is important for us to hear, to understand. Too many people imagine that if I'm doing God's will, I'm receiving his word, I'm doing his thing, then everything is going to be great. And they get so disappointed when all of a sudden there is a challenge to their life because of Jesus. Because of the word that has been sown into them. Jesus declares right here, tribulation, persecution will come when you receive the word. When you invite him to be a part of your life, these things will come. They will accompany. They will be present in the life of those who have received my word. But if we don't allow maturity of that, for those roots to go deep, when that persecution and trial comes, the word will wither. So we got nothing happening to the seed germinating and starting to grow, but not lasting. The third example, the seed goes into the soil, begins to grow, it starts to mature, but as it gets close to bearing fruit, we have worldly cares and anxiety, the lure of riches, growing right next to the word. Growing right next to it. Both are cherished in this heart, the things of the world. And ultimately, the word bears no fruit because it is choked by all of these other things. So my brothers and sisters, a lack of understanding, a lack of maturity, or a lack of being disconnected from the world and its anxiety and its riches, all of these things are detriments to what God wants to do in us. The fourth example is when it falls on good soil and it is allowed to do what it would naturally do. the seed. Everything that needs to take place is contained within the seed. You realize that? The seed getting close to the soil, drawing close and doing its thing in the soil. The seed produces the fruitfulness. So my brothers and sisters, an invitation for us, one, to gain understanding, to gain healing and reconciliation for the hurts of our past, so the evil one has no place to inseminate his lies within us. To grow in maturity, to spend time with the Word so that it can get deep roots within us. And then to recognize the value of the Word compared to the value of things in this world. They're absolutely without comparison. God speaks His word of command, His word of truth into our life so that we would be set free. May we welcome the word for that purpose. Amen.